每当开学的时候，我的心情就非常的紧张。
When the start the September come, I start the class. My heart is really pounding.
第一件事情就是要把老师给学生们的这些要交作业的日期，我先把它记下来。
First, I put down all the required date that I have to put all the due dates for the report or the class work to write it down.
所以我就知道，当我日期就要到的时候，我就要开始计划我时间到，我要交作业。
So I can plan ahead whenever the work has to be required to hand in. I have to prepare myself to do those work.
很不巧的，我上一个功课呢，就在我们教会上次有特别讲座前之后的几天，我就要交那个功课了。
So I found out that I have to do a homework coming up soon, and it's right before I give a talk.
The special seminar for the church.
Oh, it was right before the special seminar the last couple of weeks ago. The pastor, professor came in.
所以我一看这时间，哎呀，不得了！我说我实在没办法做完了。
When I look at it, I say the timetable. I say I couldn't finish my homework.
结果我就在刚好要做的前两天的时候，我再打开电脑一看。
So when I before I do it, I open the computer, I look at it.
结果老师就把那个要交的日期呢延后到下一个礼拜二了。
So I found out that the teacher professor pushed the due days to two weeks down the road.
哎呦，我突然想，哎呀，真是哈利路亚，赞美主啊
！I say hallelujah, thanks God that I.
因为我每一个小时都非常的宝贵，对我来说。
To me, is every hour is very、really、precious.
结果我没想到
，unbeknownst to me，
因为我上个学校是在加州。
Because the class I attend online class is actually in California.
那过去的经验里面，当老师说要教的那一天呢，就是那一天晚上的半夜12点，我可以教那个功课。
So when I have to, usually what happens is when I have to hand in the online homework, I do online at midnight at that time.
所以我一看，我说礼拜二教，那我想我礼拜二可以到半夜十二点，我再去教那个功课。
So when I see is I have to be do at midnight, so I'm gonna do at midnight and that day.
所以到礼拜一的时候，我心里已经想了副稿，我想没关系。我第二天我还有24个小时可以去做那个功课。
So when I look at the time, I say the day before, I thought, oh, I still have 24 hours to hand in the homework.
结果我没想到，这个我的学校呢，把他的电脑系统给改了。
Oh, no, behold that the computer system in my school they changed their system.
也就是说，它自动调整你用电脑的时候，你的那个时区是在哪里？它就根据那个时间改变你的时间。
So there was an automatic
time zone.
That automatic change the time zone as the same time zone as you are at the place at you when you do your homework.
结果那天晚上，礼拜一晚上晚上10点半的时候，我再打开电脑一看。
So at that night time, around 10 o'clock, I opened up my computer.
我发现我真正要交功课的时间是。星期二清晨2:59那个功课要交。
So I found out that Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the morning, I have to hand in my homework.
也就是加州的时间的星期二要交。
The same thing is the Tuesday.
星期一要交，是加州时间半夜十二点星期一的晚上要交。
So it's the time that in California time as Monday at midnight.
结果我的电脑显示出来是礼拜二才要交。
When my computer look at it, it's a Tuesday. I have to hand in my homework.
哇，真是吓坏了。
It scared me.
我只剩下4个小时。
Only have 4 hours to finish it up.
所以做一个学生呢，我真是我觉得最怕的一件事情就是交功课。
Being a student, I think the most worrisome is I have to when the homework is due.
我相信从台湾、香港跟中国大陆来的都听过一首歌。
I know that from people from Hong Kong, from China, Taiwan, you may heard this song.
这首歌我只要讲了歌词，大家就有同感。
When I say a couple of lyrics, and you may have same feelings.
这个里面说，总是要等到睡觉之前才知道功课只做了一点点。
Oh, until I go to bed and I find out that I still have some homework I have to do.
总是要等到考试以后才知道该念的书还没有念。
Almost about the time to go to school, I found out that I'd have to read some books I didn't haven't read.
大家笑是因为大家都有同感。
Because you guys are smiling because you have the same feelings.
其实我做学生的时候，我最怕的是暑假。
Actually, when I was a student, the most worst time I have is actually during the summertime. Vacation.
因为暑假在台湾都要做暑假作业。
Because during the summertime vacation time in Taiwan, I have to do a summer.It's a booklet that sent out in the, during the summertime. I had to finish it up.
而且暑假很长。
And the summer is really long.
然后我的暑假都一直玩，一直玩，一直玩。
I always play during the summertime.
结果我到一拖到最后的时候，只剩下一两天，那个暑假作业太多了，做都做不完。
So when I'm finishing up at the end of the summer vacation and only couple days left, I have to find out that I have to finish all the booklet that is handed down to me.
所以对我来说，暑假是一个很恐怖的一段时间。
So to me, this summer vacation time is a really bad time for me.
这个当我长大的时候，我后来就想。
When I grow up, I have this thinking.
那我们人生有没有人生的暑假作业
？So do we have any summer vacation work during our time?
那我们是不是要交这个作业？
Do we have to finish this kind of homework during the summertime?
但是人生又跟暑假不同。
But life is different from a summertime work in the summertime.
暑假过了，还有明年的暑假。
Once you finish the summer, there will be next summer will come along.
我明年学乖就好。
Next summer I will be learn to be good and prepare and finishing all the work assigned to me.
可是人生只有一次。
But however, life has only happened once.
那次过了，你不能重来。
Once it's done with it, you cannot come back, go back and do again.
让我们一起翻开周报，我们来念一段经文。
Let's turn to our bulletin and read a passage in the bulletin.
我们来读马太福音第25:14-30.
Matthew 25:14-30.
天国又像一个人要出外远行，就叫他自己的仆人来，把产业交给他们。
For it will be like a man going on a journey, who walk his he call his servant and con, and trust to him to them his property.
他按照个人的才干，一个给他们30,000银两，一个给12,000银两。一个给6,000银两。
To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away.
请注意，这边原文是5个、2个、1个他连得，一个他连得等于6,000银两。然后他就去远行了。那领了三万的，马上去做了生意，另外赚了30,000。
He who had received the 5 talents went to at once and traded them, and he made 5 talents more.
那个领了12,000的也是这样，另外赚了12,000。
So also the he who has 2 talents make 2 talents more.
但那领了6,000的却把地挖了开，把主人的钱藏了起来。
But he who had received the 1 talents went to dig in the ground and hide his master's money.
过了很久。
Now after a long time,
那仆人的主人回来了，要和他们算账。
The master of those servants came and settled account with them.
那个领了30,000银两的，带着另外一个30,000前来说：“主啊，你交了30,000给我，你看，我又赚了30,000。”
He who had received the 5 talents come forward, bring 5 talents more, saying, "Master, you have delivered."To me, 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more.
主人对他说：“又良善又忠心的仆人，你做得好。你既然在不多的事上忠心，我要派你管理许多的事。进来，享受你主人的快乐吧。”
His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master."
那领了12,000的也前来说：“主啊， 你交给我一万两千给我，你看我又赚了一万二千。
And he who also had made the two talents come forward, saying, Master, you have delivered me to two talents here. I made two talents more.
主人对他说，有良善又忠心的仆人啊，你做得好。你既然在不多的事上忠心，我要派你管理许多的事。进来，享受你主人的快乐吧。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter to the...into the joy of your master.
那领了六千的也前来说，主啊，我知道你是个严厉的人，没有撒种的地方你要收割，没有撒播的地方你要收据。
He also who had received one talents came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed.
所以我就害怕起来，把你的钱藏在地里。你看，你的钱还在这儿。
So I was afraid, and I went and I hid your talents in the ground. Here, you have what is yours.
可是主人对他说：“你这个又饿又懒惰的仆人，你既然知道我要在没有撒种的地方收割，在没有撒播的地方收据。”
But his master answered him, "You wicked and sorrowful servant, you knew that I weep when I had not sowed and gather where I scattered no seed.
那你就应该把我的钱存入银行，到我回来的时候可以连本带利收回。
Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received that what was my own with interest.
你们把他的六千银两拿去交给那个有六万的。
So take the talents from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents.
因为凡是有的还要给他，他就充足有余；凡是没有的，就算他有什么，也要拿去。
For to everyone who has everyone who has will more be given.And he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away.
在这个没有用的仆，把这个没有用的仆人丢在外面的黑暗里，那里必要哀哭切齿。
And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
在过去的一段时间中，我曾经与大家分享过一段经文。
In the past, I have shared with you a passage.
也就是在马太福音第24章。
It is Matthew 24.
其实，在那边讲了耶稣讲了一个比喻，跟今天讲的比喻非常的像。
And at that time, Jesus told us a parable, and then similar to the parable now.
在马太福音24章里面，实际上有连续几个比喻。
And actually, in Matthew 24, there's several parable.
一直到马太福音第25章，继续还有两个比喻。
And until Matthew 25, and there will be two more parable.
如果大家仔细看，耶稣在这边有一连串的比喻的话，你会发现这几个比喻里面，它有几个共通点。
We find a common theme amongst all these parable.
在24章，从39节那里，我们看见。
From chapter 24, verse 39, we see this.
耶稣在那边讲了一个比喻，是讲到在那个时候诺亚时代发生的事情。
And when Jesus talk about the parable, he talk about the flood of Noah.
所以在那边说，等到洪水来了，就把他们冲去，他们才明白过来。
And then they say that until the flood came and swept them away, and then they realize it.
就是说到一个非常他们没有预料到一个时间，那边的人突然遇到了洪水。
At the point that they unexpected and the flood came.
然后他接下来讲了下一个比喻。
And the next parable we talk about.
就讲到屋主必须要看顾自己的房子，因为贼不知道什么时候来。
They talk about the person had to look after his house because we don't know the thief will come, when the thief will come.
所以耶稣继续讲，这个就好像我们人在想不到日子，人子就来了。
We talk about this is the time we couldn't think, we couldn't expect it, at that time, and the Son of Man would come at that moment.
那人子是谁呢？
Who is Son of Man?
人子在这边，耶稣就是指着他自己。他说那个时候你们都想不到的时候，他说我就出现了。
Who's Son of Man? Son of Man is Jesus. It's talk about that at the unexpected moment, Jesus will come at that moment.
在第五十节的时候，耶稣又讲另一个例子。
And in verse 50, it talk about a different parable.
就是一个主人给他的仆人，他给他们这些仆人有一个工作要去做。
It talk about the master tell the servants to do certain tasks.
然后在仆人想不到的日子，那个主人就回来了。
And in an unexpected time, the master came.
然后到第二十五章的时候，耶稣讲了十个童女的故事。
And in chapter 25, verse 10, he talked about the 10 virgin.
这个十个童女，他们本来应该有的工作是等到新郎的回来，然后迎接新郎进入他。跟新娘在一起的洞房。
And this the task for the virgin, this ten virgin is prepare and welcome the bridegroom to come, so that and to escort the bridegroom to the bride.
结果中间有两个五个童女没有好好的警醒，为他们所吩咐他们的事情要做好。结果他们等到新郎回来的时候，他们。来不及了，没有准备好。
So out of these 10 virgins, the 5 of them did not prepare enough. By the time bridegroom come, they did not prepare the oil.
所以我们在这边一直看到，就是来了，来了，来了。
We can see the talk about coming, coming, coming.
而共通点就是他们都有人没准备好。
And the all common denominator is that somebody is not prepared.
那在这边，耶稣又讲了一个比喻。
And in here, Jesus also talk about one another parable.
也是讲到一个主人要走的时候，他给他三个仆人有不同的工作要做。
And talk about a master who gives three different tasks to do three different servants.
这几个比喻都告诉我们。
And these several parables teach us.
都要叫我们要学习忠心。
We tell us how to be faithful.
忠心什么东西呢？
Faithful in what?
就是对主人给我们的任务，我们要忠心。
And faithful to the task the master giving to us.
另外也教导我们必须要有信心。
And second thing is that we have to have faith.
有信心，对什么有信心呢？
Faith on what?
就是对主人回来这件事情一定要有信心。
And have faith that master will be come back.
耶稣很怕我们。对这件事情没有信心，所以他这个比喻他连讲了五次，他说一定会回来的。
So Jesus' word about we don't have such faith, so he said five times to tell us he will be coming back.
大家不要觉得等太久了，我们人类历史当中一直觉得等太久了，耶稣你没有回来。
And we feel like that for history, we can see that Jesus have not come back yet. It takes so long.
那耶稣也了解我们会觉得等太久。
We feel Jesus understand us. We feel like we waiting too long.
所以他用洪水的例子。
So he using the flood, Noah
flood. 也就是说，我们等不到他来看我们。
We cannot wait until he come back.
那就是我们会去先去看他。
We will go up and see him.
所以不是他来见我，就是我去见他。
It's not if he didn't come and see us, so we will come and go and see him.
而且是在一个我们都意想不到的一个时刻。
In a moment we are least expected.
然后耶稣要借着这个几个比喻告诉我们。
And Jesus was using this several parable to tell us.
等到那个时间一到。
Until that time is coming.
我们要交账。
We have to report what we have done.
但是我们必须要回来看我们今天的比喻。
First, we have to go back to our today's parable.
我们今天这个比喻跟其他上面四个又有什么不同呢？
And what's the difference between current parable compared to the other parable?
然后我们也发现这个比喻跟路加福音第十九章的一个比喻也非常的像。
We find out that this parable and the Luke chapter 19 parables is similar.
路加福音第十九章，耶稣讲了一个比喻，一个主人同样也给他的仆人有资产。
And same thing, in the parable in Luke chapter 19, talk about master giving a certain thing to money to the servants.
所不同的是， 在那个比喻里面有十个仆人，每一个仆人所领受的钱财是一样的钱财。
And what's the difference is that, that Luke chapter 19 is saying that there's a 10 servants, and each one of them had received same amount of money.
等到主人回来的时候，有人赚了两倍，有人赚了五倍。
And then when the master came back, some had doubled the amount of invested, and some even more than that.
那耶稣同样给他们有同样的奖赏。
And same thing, it's God gives them the reward. Master gives them the reward accordingly.
同样的赞许他们。
And also praise them.
也就是告诉我们，实际上我们人生在世，我们从神那边领受的。在某一个层面来说，都是一样的。
And give us an understanding the rule is that we receive the same amount of gift from God.
我们同样领受雨水，我们同样享受空气，我们同样享受阳光。
We all receive the rain, the sunshine, the air that we breathe.
我们同样有足够的理智去了解福音的美好。
We have our intellectual ability to understand the gospel.
问题是出在我们去怎么样去处理，去面对我们今天所领受从天上来的礼。
The question is that what we're going to do with what we receive from God?
而这个要回来的这个主人。
And we're going back to this master.
就是耶稣他自己。
Is Jesus Christ himself.
那耶稣在讲这个比喻的时候。
When Jesus talk about this parable,
他说：“我就像这个主人一样
，I'm like this master.
我可以给你大笔的资金，去让你享受今生的生活。
I give you a lot of money so that you can enjoy your lives.
但是你享受你现在所拥有的，你必须要知道你有一个责任。
When you enjoying it right now, but you have to have no one thing that there's a responsibility.
神有给我们托付。”
God gave us a task.
这个托付就是要让我们处理神给我们的礼物。
And this task is how we're going to do what gift, what talent, what gift God given to us.
当我们看今天这个经文的时候
When we see today's passage,
我想请问大家一件事
I want to ask one thing among you.
耶稣在讲这个三个仆人
When Jesus talk about these three servants,
哪一个仆人是要耶稣要讲述的一个重点的仆人
？Which one is the most important point that Jesus want to point out to you？
哪一个是耶稣要借着这个仆人要教导我们，用这个仆人来教导我们
？Which one you got Jesus try to? Which servant got Jesus try to use among three? He want to point out something so we have to learn from him.
第一个仆人，第二个仆人，还是第三个仆人
？Is this first servant, second servant, or the last servant?
是最后一个。
The last one.
因为第一个仆人，耶稣只用了三节圣经去讲。
Because the first servant, Jesus only using three passages to describe him.
第二个仆人，耶稣同样的只用三节圣经去描述。
Second servant also, Jesus using three verses to describe him.
而最后一个仆人在圣经里面居然花了七节的圣经，比前面两个加起来了还要多。
And the last one is that Jesus using seven, last servant, Jesus using seven verses to describe him.
那我们必须要去了解这第三个仆人到底他做错了什么事情。
So we understand why this last servant, what did he did wrong?
耶稣又要借由他来教导我们什么事情
what does Jesus want to teach us through him, his mistake?
我们发现这个最后一个仆人他把这个主人给他的资产给埋起来了
We find out that the last servant, whatever talents the master gave it to him, he buried it.
他没有弄丢耶、
He didn't squander it, use it.
哎，这不错吧？这是好仆人吧？
This is a good servant. He didn't waste it. He didn't squander it.
但是我们也考虑一件事情，他为什么要埋起来呢
？But one thing we have to understand, question is why he buried the talents.
他为什么会去做这个举动呢
？Why he would do such an action?
如果我们看耶稣 给许多的比喻当中，我们会发现其中一个原因，为什么这一个仆人做了这样的事。
Throughout all the parables, we will find out that why this servant did such a thing with the talents that he given to him.
大家想一想。
Think about it. Let's think about it together.
如果你是第三个仆人。
If you are number three servant,
你看了这个主人先给一个仆人五万两银子。
Well, when you see that this master gave the first servants five talents.
现在看到第二个给了两万两银子。
And see the second one giving two talents.
好，终于轮到我了，主人来了。
And last, the master come and then I'm facing the master.
主人给我一万。
And master give me one talent.
然后我决定把它埋起来。
Then I decided to bury it.
我相信他埋起来。
I believe when he buried it.
因为他在心里面做了一个比较。
Because in his heart he did a comparison.
每当耶稣做比喻的时候，当里面有同性质的人物出现多人的时候
when Jesus gave a parable and among the parables same class of people happen coming up,
最后一个人永远是跟前面的人做一个比较。
The last person in that parable usually compared to the rest of the guys in the front.
他要埋起来。
He would rather bury it.
为什么?
Why?
他要对他的主人做一个抗议。
He actually do a protest to his master.
你为什么给我一万?
Why give me only one talent?
你给我这一点，我情愿不做。
You give me one talent, I'd rather not do anything.
他轻看这个主人给他的资产。
He looked down the money that given by his master.
多少时候我们做学生的时候，我也听过这样的学生。
We have heard a lot of story among us when we are still a student.
你知道有些学生，尤其是好学生啊。
Like this story, some of the student, a good student.
他说我情愿考零分，也不要考五十一分。
I'd rather have a zero than have 51.
为什么?
Why you rather have zero than 51?
大家有没有遇到这种的同学?
Have you met such a classmate?
因为你考五十一分，你的实力就被人家看到了嘛。
Because when you have 51, your potential is being seen by among others.
我考零分，你不知道我有多厉害、啊。我今天只是故意不去考。
I'm zero. You don't know my potential. I mean, I don't just say I don't care.
多少时候我们不是这样子吗
？More time we have this kind of feeling, we kind of this response.
这个仆人他的亏损是什么呢
？What is the last servant, what did he lose?
他在意的是别人怎么看他。
He pay attention to other people's.
他却忽略了有一个主人大方的赐给他许多的资产。
He pay attention to other people's, but he forget about there's a master who give him a lot of talents to him.
他觉得他自己的人生的舞台的价值是根据别人的眼光。
He look at himself's value, it depends on other people's value to him.
他却误解了，也不知道最终人生需要负责的对象不是他认为的观众啊。
He forget that ultimately he have to responsible to not to his outer audience, but to God.
他的价值以及最后来评估他的是他的主人啊。
Is the ultimate person who judge him and look at his value is his master.
我们多少时候就看了外面的东西，结果就忽略我们自己拥有的呢
？We often on and look into our surrounding and forget what we have inside of us.
多少时候，有的时候我跟我的小学同学在聊天的时候
，sometimes when we talk, when we have talk with our brother, 小学。
Grade schoolmate,
an elementary classmate.
我就觉得，哎，他跟我同行啊。
Oh, you and my is the same field, same profession.
你的薪水居然是我的两倍。
My goodness, your salary is two times mine.
我跟大家说，我也不是那么属灵了。
I'm tell you, sometimes I'm not that spiritual.
我听了也不是有好的滋味。
When I hear it, I don't have a good feeling in my heart.
有的时候在 IBM 上班。
Sometimes when I work in IBM.
大家做同样的事情。
We're everyone doing the same thing.
有人升级了，有人加薪了。
Some people get increasing salary, some increasing promoted position.
我没有。
Being promoted. I don't have any.
我高兴还是难过？
Should I be sad or should I be happy?
实际上，这个意念一进来的时候，我突然不是滋味的进来的时候。
When such a thought came into my head.
我突然提醒我自己。
And suddenly I will remind myself.
我自己的喜乐超过5万块钱，超过10万块钱。
My joy in my heart is way much more than 50,000 or 100,000.
我为什么要让这些差额夺去我自己心中的喜乐呢？
Why such a difference in pay will be take away my joy in my heart, the joy in my heart?
实际上跟大家说老实话，我并不是说不在乎这些外面的事情。
Honestly, I tell you, I just, not that I don't care about the surrounding, the circumstances, the things that surround me.
而是因为我太忙了，我没时间去烦。
Because I'm sometimes just too busy, I don't even have time to think about it.
但是耶稣在这边的一个比喻是告诉我们什么？
But in here, Jesus says, talk about a parable here.
你不要去看别人呐。
Don't look at others.
你看了别人，把你自己人生的任务给抹灭了。
When you look at others, people, and then you will take away what God's giving you a task, important task in your life.
你看了别人。
When you look at others,
把你自己人生的喜乐给夺走了。
We will take away your joy in your life.
你要知道，我们心中的喜乐是无价的。
You understand that the joy in our heart is priceless.
而这个仆人他就是铁了心，他说我就是不愿意，怎么样？我就是不愿意把这个钱拿出来。
This servant is saying that I will not willing to give this money out.
而圣经上告诉我们，这个主人等了很久才回来。
And in here, they talk about the master wait a long time to return back to the servant.
这个主人为什么要等那么久？
So why this master wait so long?
实际上，主人正在等待我们悔改啊。
But actually, this master, this God is asking, waiting for us to repent.
只要我们心意改变。
With our heart change, turn
around. 我们就可以把埋在地里面那个银子再挖出来再用。
We can always dig out the talent we bury and use it.
所以这一个仆人他的缺失是他搞不清楚对象。
The main problem is this servant is that he loses the
搞不清楚要负责的对象。
The objectivity of what his purpose is.
他也搞不清楚，实际上神给他的很多的时间，让他可以调试自己。
And actually, he didn't realize that God gave him many times so they can prepare himself.
结果他在世的日子就在这种闷闷不乐，在一个亏损当中度过。
So throughout his life, he just keep on having fearful or not happy throughout those time.
那神到底给他了多少呢
？So how much God giving to him？
或者在这边这个比喻说，这个主人到底给他多少呢
？Yeah, see how much the master has been giving to him？
在这边告诉我们一个他连德。
In here, they talk about one talent.
一个他连德是多少
？So how much is one talent？
所以我们看见这边有一个比较，第一个只拿了一份，第一个拿五份，第二个拿两份，第三个拿了一份他连德。
In this diagram, you can see that there's one is five talents, two talents, and one talents.
一个他连德在当时就是17到20年的工资。
One talent is more like 17 to 20 years of salary, like 17 years to 20 years salary.
在今天来说就是100万。
In today's talk about, it's more like $1 million. One talent, today's money.
但是对仆人来说， 他看中的不是他现在有一百万。
But to the serve, the last servant, he looked at it, what's important is not he had $1 million in his hand.
他是看到旁边的有两百万。
He see that the one next to him had $2 million.
他不知道他现在拿的是一百万。
He didn't realize that he's in his hand. He held $1 million.
我请问大家，今天你现在手上有一百万，你会做什么
？I'm asking you. If you have $1 million in your hand, $1 million in your hand, what will you do?
如果你不懂的话
，If you don't understand,
耶稣说你至少可以交给银行吧。
When you don't understand how to do it, at least you give it to the bankers.
实际上，耶稣在这边原文并不是交给银行，而是交给银行家，就是在银行里面兑算银钱的人，也就是我们今天的所谓你的资产经理者。经理人。
So actually, this is not talk about giving to the bank. Actually, give to the banker. The banker actually the today's level, today's investment people who do your investment.
因为你搞不清楚这个价值的话，你至少找一个专业人才，他会告诉你到底值多少钱。
You don't know the value what you're getting. At least you give it to somebody who know the value what you have at your hand.
今天美国人青少年自杀率最高的地方是在哪里呢？
Where is the highest suicide rate among the teenager in the United States?
结果不是犯罪率最高的底特律。
This is not the highest crime rate in Detroit.
Detroit.
Oh, Detroit is not in Detroit in the highest crime rate.
有在 youth group 不用讲，那是在哪里？大家知道吗
？So where's the highest suicide rate in the United States?
结果是在康州，也就是全美国收入最高的地方。
It's in Connecticut. It's actually the highest gross income, and a family has high gross income.
这些孩子他们有好的家庭、好的父母、好的收入、好的车子。
This is has a family had a good house, good education, good car and the best car they drove.
但是他们觉得人生没有意义。
But yet they feel like this meaningless to their life.
因为他们不知道他们现在拥有的是多少。
Because they don't realize what they have in their hands.
第三个仆人为什么要埋在里面呢
？By why the third servant would bury the talents on the ground in the ground?
再一次，他要抗议神。
Again, it's his protest to God.
然后等到这个主人回来跟他要算账的时候
，and when the master come back and then look at him and ask him about this,
他反过来责怪这个主人太严厉了。
He turned around and then rebuttal the master, saying that you're too harsh on me.
他要隐藏他内心的嫉妒以及不平。
He would cover his heart that he felt in this injustice in his heart.
实际上，他活在一个欺骗主人也欺骗自己的一个生活当中。
He living in a condition is actually he cheating on his pastor and also cheating on himself.
你真正了解，如果说这个人他有一百万的话
，If this person really realized that he had $1 million.
就好像一个主人今天跟我们说，我今天把王府井一家店给你，我把铜锣湾的一家店给你，把西门町的一家店给你，把 Times Square 的一家店给你，你好好去干吧。
It's just like a boss give you a one place in Times Square, another best place in Hong Kong and in Taiwan, that the best place to have a business there.
然后把那门封起来。
And then you do nothing except to close the door.Close the shop.
这个仆人实际上他活在一个非常没有喜乐，也没有生活重心的一个生命里。
And actually, this servant is his life. It don't have joys and don't have a feel of what's important in his life.
我们常常误以为我们今天所拥有的是自己的。
A lot of times, what we in our life, we feel like whatever we have is because of us, because we own it.
我们殊不知道，实际上我们今天所拥有的是为了要将来交账的一个本钱。
You don't realize is whatever we own, actually we have to be reported back to God when we see Him.
实际上，神给我们每一个人都有他连德。
Actually, God gave us all, every one of us had talents.
这个他连德是金钱的一个重量的一个 单位。
Talent at that time, at that time is used as a weight.
当时这一个单位大概有80磅到95磅那么重。
And one talent is roughly around 89 to 95 pounds.
所以你要把它埋起来，你还要花一个功夫去把这个钱埋起来。
So when you want to dig it out and bury it, it takes a long time to dig up and bury this 80 to 95 pound stuff.
但是我们真正了解是那么多的钱的时候
，Once we realize that this is that much money,
我们知道这是神给我们的一个礼物，不是我们要隐藏的，乃是要。让我们去用的。
Well, then we find out that once we have to take so much time to bury, we know that how great these talents, the gift coming from God.
而这个哈连德也不是让你我去炫耀的。
Is these talents is not for us to brag about?
那耶稣又借着第一个仆人跟第二个仆人要教导我们呢？什么东西呢
well, ？So what is Jesus using the first and the second servant? What did he use those two to teach us.
耶稣要告诉我们，第一个，我们要专心看重神的托付。
We have to focus our eye up on what task God giving to us.
在哥林多前书第十二章告诉我们，神是借着己意把恩赐分给我们每一个人的。
First Corinthians chapter 12,God will give us a gift among us.
所以当我们有这些礼物的时候，我们要有个感恩的心。
So when we have such a gift, we have to have a thankful heart.
我们看见第一个仆人跟第二个仆人，他们有一个举动，他们一旦收了这个主人给他们的资金的时候
，We have to see the same response among first and between the first and second servant. That once they receive the gift, the talent from the master, they have this thankful heart.
就是第一个，他们马上去投资。
Quickly, the first one is invest in his talents.
他们对神给他的东西，对主人给他的东西，他马上有一个回应。
They quickly respond to whatever God giving to them.
因为他知道这个动作里面是包含信心的。
Because when do you understand that this kind of action is require faith?
当我看这节经文的时候
，When we see this passage，
我非常的感动。
I'm quite moved。
我感动的不是这个仆人他对主人有信心。
My move is not because is that these servants have faith in the master。
是这个主人对仆人有信心。
But actually, that this master have faith in this servant.
今天我们都有他连的。
Today, so we all have talents.
不是说我们看了他连的，我们对神有信心。我们必须要想，神，你居然对我有信心。
Not because we have seen our talents that God giving to us, then we have faith to God. But actually, ask is that actually know that God had faith in us to give us these talents.
这个伍德他连德的人是很了不起的一个仆人。
This servant who received five talents is a really great servant.
就是说他一次拿了500万。
But because it's just like a person who received $5 million.
然后他过了几年之后把这500万翻倍。
This person has received $5 million and then he would double up become $10 million.
这个不简单。
This is not easy.
今天你网络的一个小公司，你要翻倍很简单。
You have an internet, little company in the internet world. You have double is not that is easy.
你今天要 IBM 翻倍的话
，If you want IBM double,
哇，翻不动，一个大恐龙翻不动。
Because it's difficult. Because it's
too big.
It's too big
and humongous.
Humongous, too big.
让我们看见有两个他连德的人，这个仆人也非常的好。
We see that the person who had the servant had two talents also really great.
他看到有五个他连德的人。
When he see the person who had five talents,
这个五个他连德的人比他有的是超过两倍半。
They will see that the person who had 5 talents actually 2.5 times more than him. He has.
但是他没有专注在那个有五个他连的身上，他只看到说这个主人给他两个他连。
He didn't focus on that 5 talents that the other servant had, but actually focused on himself. What he had.
他就专心去做。
He faithfully do his task.
第二个我所看到在这边。
Second thing I would like would point out.
就是说。一个忠心良善的仆人，他是用用心以及好奇心去发掘神给他的恩赐。
A faithful servant in using his, using the curiosity and using his heart to dig in to find out what he good at.
那我们怎么能发掘神给我们的恩赐呢
？So how do we find out what talents God given to us?
第一个，我们必须要知道一件事情，我们必须心里一定要知道一件事情。
First thing we have to realize one thing.
我们必须要有信心，神一定有给我们恩赐。
See, one thing for sure that we have to be certain that God giving us talents, every one of us.
我们唯一如果不知道我们有的话，我们就问神，神一定会告诉你的。
If we don't know about it, we should ask God. God would definitely tell you what we have.
另外，怎么我们知道我们有什么恩赐呢？
So how, the second is, how do we know what talents we have?
我们可以从我们自己喜欢做的事，我们的嗜好来发掘。
So start from what we like to do, what we enjoy doing.
另外，我们可以从我们的专长，我们发现我们做某些事情特别的顺。
What we find out that what we're good at, something we're good at, that maybe the talents were located.
另外，我们在回顾我们自己有独特人生的经历。
We reflected our past experience.
我们都发现神在各利用不同的我们的人生机遇里面，正在不停的给我们他连得。
We see that in the past experience that actually God using those experiences and give us talents through those experiences.
我们也可以回顾我们过去人生当中所有的失败跟成功。
We will reflect our success and our failures in the past.
我们的成功，也许神要告诉我们，那个就是我们有天赋的地方。
And when we see the what we have successful doing, we see that there may be the gift coming from God.
我们过去的失败的地方，也许神也在告诉我们一件事情。
And all those failure we've seen, we faced in the past, God using them to tell us one thing.
也许过去的每一个失败，神都在教导我们怎么样好好用我们的他连得。
So maybe through those failure, that God actually teaching us how to really using our talents.
另外，我们要去尝试各种不同新的挑战。
We should face a different kind of challenge in our life.
也许当我们试新的东西的时候，我们就发现原来我的恩赐在这里。
When we try something new, and then sometimes we will find out, oh, this is where my talents will fit in.
最后，我们也要接受别人的建议。
The lastly, we have to have other people's suggestion of opinion.
耶稣在这个比喻里面说到
，Jesus using this parable.
就算这个人你觉得你有的他连得不值得什么的话
，Even though this person don't feel like he has much of a talent，
你至少交给银行家去看嘛。
At least you give it to somebody to examine, see what happens.
让另一个人来评估，好不好
？Let the other person evaluate this talent.
不要你自己去评估。
Don't look at these talents.
耶稣在说，你就算不懂，你找一个第三者帮你评估。
Jesus is saying that even though you may not know what your talents is, at least you give it to somebody to third person to look at it and see what you have.
今天我们不单单要可能要把我们的自己的生命跟我们自己短处长处，也许请另一位长者帮我们衡量。
Sometimes we may have to put our life in the front and have someone elder, someone has much more spiritual to examine what good, what bad we have, what talents we have.
很多时候，神也许就呼召我们做别人的银行家。
Sometimes God maybe asks us to become a bankers for other people.
也许我们的一两句话就点醒了别人。让他们看见他们的恩赐在哪里。
We may a few words we can tell them and make them understand what talents they have in their life.
另外，我看到一点，这两个仆人都有一个同样的性质，就是他们尽心的投资和经营他们的恩赐。
We also there's another thing we find out is these first two servants had common is that they have faithfully accomplish what God, what the Master is giving to them.
我们的他连德是需要经营的。
Our talents need to be
managed.
We need to manage.
神说你有这个他连德，其中主要的目的你要去用它。
God tells us is that the most important thing about this talent is that you have to use it.
今天我们必须要问自己的一个问题，不是说我必须要存到多少钱我可以才可以退休。
Today we have to think about how much money we have to store in order for us to be retired.
而是说我今天有多少资产我可以继续投资。
So we could say that how much money we have that we can continue to invest in the future.
可以为神国摆上。
So we invest for the God's kingdom.
但是你只要去做生意去投资的话一定有风险的。
So when you're doing some kind of investment, there's always a risk.
但是神不怕我们亏本的。
But God doesn't want to worry about it, we were losing our
capital.
Our capital.
因为在耶稣又给了其他一个比喻，其中有一个仆人，他对他的主人，他跪对一个王，他亏了几万个他连德。
The other part, one more parable is in the Bible is they talk about another servant who losing a lot of money through the investment.
但是那个王还是饶恕了他。
But the king does still forgive the servant.
神不怕我们亏。
That don't worry about us losing our capital.
只怕我们不用。
Don't worry about us is that we don't use or invest our talents.
我在高中的时候很喜欢画画。
When I was in high school, I would like to drawing.
那有一次我自己随便的画画给另一个同学的时候，刚好另一个同学的老师看见我画的画。
So one time I wrote draw a picture and give it to my student, and another student's teacher saw my picture.
然后那个老师说：“哇，有人怎么画那么好的画
？”So the other teacher is saying that, "Oh, this is a good drawing."
然后他就给我了一个礼券。这是25块钱买画图颜料的礼券。
So he gave me a twenty-five dollar gift certificate so that we can buy more material for a drawing.
哇，35年前25块钱对我来说是一大笔钱。
25 years ago is really a lot of money.
所以我那时候买了颜料的时候
，When I do using the 25 certificate to buy the drawing material, painting material,
结果我不敢用。
But yet I was afraid to use it.
等到我后来搬到 Poughkeepsie 的时候
，When I moved to Poughkeepsie，
哇，一打开那颜料都干了。
When I look at it, those oil painting is all dry up.
哎，也许我回想到那个时候，也许我就把所有的颜料都用了，我今天也许就变成一个画家了。
Maybe when I use it all my painting material at that time, now I become a painter.
神是要我们去用，不把我们亏呀。
这God's worry is we don't use it. Is don't worry about we losing our capital.
最后，神是希望我们能够开开心心的，我们经历人生呐。
The most important is that God wants us to have a joy to go through this life.
好好用我们的他连德，让我们的生命得到满足，有方向。
To really use our talent so that we can have joy and have fulfillment in our life.
到时候我们见主的时候，他开心，我也开心。
So when we see our God, so He is happy and I'm so happy. We are full of joy too.
到最后，他还开开心心的给我们更丰富的恩赐。
So He will give us a much more greater blessing.
我太太其中一个姑妈。
One of my wife's auntie.
他们家全部都是男孩子。
The whole family, everybody is male.
这个家庭里面每一个都是聪明人。
Every one of them is smart.
每一个都有 PhD.
Every one of them is have a PhD.
但是在他们所有的弟兄当中，他们公认有一位比他们都聪明，他是最聪明的。
But among them is his own, they see one of them is a lot more smarter than every one of them.
然后这个人他这个表哥他当他到适婚年纪的时候他就与一个非常聪明的一位 女子结婚了。
So this really one of the high, smartest person, and get married to another, to get married to a lady who is we also really smart.
那大家觉得一个非常聪明的人跟另一个非常聪明的人结婚以后，他们的孩子是不是也非常聪明
？So you think about when a smart person married to another smart person, the kid would be really smart too, right?
我想这两个聪明人结婚，他们也对他们自己的孩子蛮有了盼望。
So they would must be have a lot of hope in their children when they marry.
但是当他们结婚的时候，他这个太太有一天很欢欢喜喜知道怀孕了。
So when they marry, after they marry, they we one day they find out that they have a baby. We happy.
然后他们这两位就为这个孩子祷告。
So they do both pray for this child.
可是在生产的那一天
however, during the time when the child was when the delivery day,
当孩子要出生的时候
when the child was being delivered,
这个孩子被脐带绑住脖子
this child had a cord around his neck,
孩子生不出来
cannot come out,
过了几个小时出来
only after a couple of hours can come out.
医生对这个非常的聪明的爸爸跟非常的聪明的妈妈说：“你们要做一个决定。”
The doctor talked to this really smart father and really full wisdom mother and tell them you have to make a decision.
他说：“你们看，这个孩子全部已经变成紫色了。”
Look at this child, it's all purple color.
你要保这个孩子吗？
Do you want to hold this child?
他们想。怎么会这样？
Do you think how can it be?
这不是神给的吗？
This is not the giving by God.
但是他们要在几分钟之内要做一个决定。
But after a few minutes, they have to make one decision, one very important decision.
医生说，就算这个孩子活
the doctor say, even though this child will live,
他的脑细胞一部分已经死了。
The brain already half of the brain already dead.
你要不要？
Do you want it? Do you want him to live? You have to decide. This is given by gift. Given by God. When they respond, say, yes, I will want this child to live. This is a decision for the rest of this child's life. But that, yet to them, this is a talent that's given by God. But
the
story didn't stop there.
这个孩子因为一出生的时候他脑部缺氧，所以他的成长的环境当中遇到非常非常多的困难。
So because of the brain is without oxygen throughout his development, his life, early life is a lot of difficulty.
他从小就在医院里面长大。
So from the early on, they pretty much lived his childhood in the hospital.
医生跟他说，你最高的智商大概就是七八十。
The doctor say that the most high IQ you have is just around 70-80s.
但是因为他在医院里面长大。
Because he is been brought up in the literally in the hospital.
他养成一个习惯。
So he had this habit.
跟所有的护士跟医生都打招呼，跟所有的病人都打招呼。
So he say hello to everyone, including the staff and also the patients.
等到他高中的时候。
When he's in the high school.
他最差的科系是数学。
The worst subject he has is math.
但是他有一个他连德。
But yes, he had one talent.
他可以跟所有的人做朋友。
He can be friends with everybody.
等到他进了社区大学的时候。
When he go to a community college.
有一个教练看到他。
One coach saw him.
他说你可以去一个公司上班。
You can go to a company to start working.
虽然那是商业公司。
Business.Business is a business company.
但是他们要用一个会社交的人去帮他们公司联络客户。
Because he need to have one person who is good at talking, good relationship to talk with among the customer.
他说好。
He said yes, I would like to do it.
因为他知道他的他连德是什么。
Because he know what his talents is.
如果他看别人觉得说你智商110，你智商150。
But if we treated, being treated, your talents, your IQ is only 100, IQ 101.
那我最好把自己关在家。
The best is that is close our door and stay home all the time.
但是他有个信心，他说我现在有的都是神给的。
Because he had this faith, whatever he had, talents he had, he's given by God.
我有我就去用。
If I have it, this talent, I will use it.
我就豁出去了。
I will live through this talent.
我们都要豁出去。
We live a life with these talents.
因为神不怕我们亏，只怕我们不用。
God doesn't want to, don't worry about we lose our capital, we lose our talents, but actually we worry about us, we don't use it.
人生的意义不是要等了死了以后才能揭晓的。
The meaning of life is not to be discovered only after death is something hidden.
那已经太晚了。
That is too late already.
因为我们只活一次。
Because we only live once.
人生的意义不是一个奥秘。
A mystery of life is not mystery.
人生的意义也没有被隐藏起来。
The meaning of life is not hidden.
人生的意义已经借由那位造我们的生命的主已经告诉我们了。
The meaning of life has already been explained and told, revealed through the Jesus Christ.
就是当我们人生在世的时候，我们每一个人都有神赐下的他连德。
That is that when we are still on this earth, we have given a talents given by God.
我们要去用它。
We have to use it, invest it.
我们也要投资在神国里面。
We have to invest it in God's kingdom.
我们要去发掘它。
We have to explore it and find out.
耶稣的启示告诉我们，我们的生命是有目标的。
God's revelation, Jesus' revelation to us is that our life have a purpose.
我们的生命可以非常丰盛的。
We have our life can be filled with abundance.
现在耶稣只问我们一个问题。
Jesus only asks us one question.
你有没有用你的他连德
？Did you use the talents I given to you？
而我们渴望见到主的那一天。
I hope that when we see Jesus Christ, on the day we see Jesus Christ，
我们可以跟主说，我们有用我的他连德，我投资了。
We can say to happily to say to Jesus and say, we have used your talents you giving to us. We have invested our talents to the task you giving to us.
耶稣开心。
Jesus will be we are happy.
我们也开心。
So are we. We will be happy.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Our Lord, we thank you for your blessing.
你赐给我们天赋跟恩赐是有你的目的。
You give us talents that have your purpose.
让我们享受。
So that we can enjoy.
让我们用。
We can use.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.